love the way men praise Jesus. I'm just a big fan of the BVM. He's like, he's a big fan of the rosary. I love that. And you can meet in a sports bar and talk about Jesus. It's perfect. So we have been talking quite a bit about small groups, and we've been modeling small groups, and we've actually successfully met strangers and talked to them about really important things. So go Jesus. So now we're going to talk and learn about how small groups really work. So we are very blessed this morning to have two women who come to us from St. Edward's Catholic Parish in Pembroke Pines, Florida. Look out the windows to what these women came to. But they're going back and we're staying here. Ileana Iglesias is a native of Havana, Cuba, and Claudia Salesman is part of the program at St. Edward's. They've been doing small groups for 30 years. They have much to teach us. We have much to learn. Thank you. Make them welcome.
Thanks, Mary Beth.
Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. You heard from Mary Beth. My name is Claudia, on staff at St. Edward Catholic Church in the Archdiocese of Miami. With me, Ileana Iglesias, also from the same parish, and she coordinates our parish ministries. Together, we are the USA promoters for parish evangelizing cell groups and part of the cell executive based in Milan, Italy. It has been an awesome journey for Ileana and myself to have worked so closely with Monsignor Michael Ivers, the father of Catholic cell groups, and still our greatest mentor and guide on this spiritual journey. As we sat with him before we left, he said, "Now, ladies, represent me well." Another priest friend of ours, Don Pigi from Milan, I was Skyping with him last week, and he said, "So tell me about this assembly. Who's going to be there? Who are the presenters?" I said, "Well, Don Pigi, they're the people who write the books. And then there's us." Anyway, our model of small groups is, of course, not the only model, but it is one that has served the Catholic Church in the USA and worldwide for over 30 years. These parish-based small groups have been formally recognized by the Pontifical Council for the Laity in Rome since 2009. By last count, well over 55,000 small Catholic groups worldwide, based on the cell model, are revitalizing Catholic parishes and the communities around them from the inside out every day. During this conference, thousands of groups will be meeting in the homes of leaders all over the world. Back home, it's a cell week for us this week, and the teaching is on conversion and spiritual maturity in our small groups. Catholic cells are found in the USA, Italy, Sicily, France, Canada, Belgium, Germany, Guatemala, Indonesia, Malaysia, Malta, Australia, and elsewhere. The model is a proven one, and it has the God housekeeping stamp of approval. How's that? So, one of the longest words on the program is evangelization. That's what the church is talking about. And more specifically, new evangelization. St. John Paul most recently spoke about that in May of 1988. He said, "When we speak of new evangelization, we mean that it should be new in ardor, new in methods, and new in expressions." It was his wish, number one, that all the faithful would gain a mature faith by deepening and strengthening their Catholic identity, so that our faith would not be purely a matter of emotion or sentiment or family tradition, but that it would rest on revealed truths about our faith. Secondly, John Paul II also envisioned the re-evangelization of many who, for one reason or another, had lost contact with their faith community and a connection to Christian values. Lastly, he hoped that the new evangelization would also reach those who were never Christians, non-believers of all varieties, some of them even in our own families and homes. Our mentor, Monsignor Ivers, always says, "Look and see what the Holy Spirit is doing in the church and latch on to it." In our experience of parish, we have found that our small faith groups of evangelization have been a great gift of the Holy Spirit in our time. A short history, very short. In 1983, Monsignor Ivers traveled to South Korea to catch the vision of church that Pastor Paul Youngie Cho had developed in some 20,000 cell groups at his full gospel church in the city of Seoul, Korea. Father Michael found the answer to a troubling need in his own parish, a need for parishioners to be spiritually fed from Monday to Saturday. Father Michael knew that there was something seriously lacking in the life of his parish. People needed more. They wanted more. And he went in search of a way to deliver this. What Father Michael Ivers said in an interview in 1983 still holds true today. He said, "We're all hurting. We're all looking for healing. You can't get that if the group is too big or anonymous. Where can you get it? You get it in small groups." But these were just not any small group gatherings. These were groups with a mission to evangelize. One of the most important things that Father Michael learned while he was in Korea was that the pastor has to be 100% committed to the system of small parish groups. These groups are not just another program in the parish. They're not an elite group off in the corner doing something secret. The members of small evangelizing faith groups form the core of the parish community and begin to revitalize all of parish life, kind of like the blood in your body that carry oxygen to all the vital organs. Of course, small faith groups are nothing new. Jesus had the first one, the men he called his apostles. These men had a personal one-on-one experience of Jesus in their lives, and they wanted others to know their joy. Small evangelizing groups, then, are one of the most natural ways to live out our Christian lives as disciples. And Ileana and I have witnessed that they can bring real life and real joy to a parish. St. Edward has experienced a steady growth in numbers. 2,500 persons on average now attend weekend masses, compared with 1,800 persons 14 years ago and 450 19 years ago. But the spiritual growth has been even greater. Approximately 1,900 parishioners have attended Life in the Spirit seminar over 14 years. You can do the math. In our experience, the connection between Life in the Spirit seminar or similar program of encounter is that it brings about a personal conversion. Once a person joins the small group and the others in the groups are talking about this experience of conversion, within 2 years, everybody wants to sign up for conversion. Actually, what they're signing up for is that joy and that peace that they see in others in their small group. Joy is so attractive. And Pope Francis says we shouldn't lose our joy. Don't be robbed of your joy. Father Michael's vision for building community involved three main pillars: the Eucharist and Eucharistic adoration. And at the height of adoration, we had 800 people attending Eucharistic adoration in the parish. The second pillar, parish evangelizing small groups. And the third, the life in the spirit, the encounter. It has been our experience that one flows into the other, a circle of life in the parish, you could say. What we learn in this circle of life is how to grow in knowledge of our faith, how to live our faith, and how to share our faith. And now Ileana is going to talk a little bit about sharing faith.
Thank you, Claudia. Good morning. Good morning. We're all familiar with the mandate that Jesus gave us right before he ascended into heaven. Jesus must have felt this was a very important message for him to communicate to his friends at this particular time. Go into the whole world and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And know that I am with you even to the end of age. Matthew chapter 28, verse 16 to 20, the Great Commission. The apostles did indeed go into the whole world and spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. And after 2,000 years, we're here in Lansing, Michigan. The apostles did indeed go into the whole world, and the Great Commission became the Great Omission in our individual parishes. How were the apostles able to spread the good news? No internet, no email, no Twitter, no Facebook, no Pinterest. The apostles built a small faith group or community around the person of Jesus Christ. They listened to his teachings and learned from him and shared everyday life with each other, small groups. This is still the most natural way of evangelization, and I'm going to call it oikos evangelization. The word oikos is from the Greek meaning household. It is based on the simple idea of building relationships with the people that you contact with every day naturally. At St. Edward Parish, we are evangelizing by building relationships with our fellow parishioners, neighbors, and the people that we come in contact with every day, those that the Lord places in our lives at any given time. We evangelize as we go. Evangelization in our small groups is simply getting to know people in our parish or in the community outside and then inviting them to visit the small group meeting in the home. The Gospels are full of these stories. Jesus and his disciples met people in their homes, Martha, Mary, Lazarus, Zacchaeus, the calling of the disciple Levi, who put on a big dinner for Jesus and invited all of his tax collector friends, his oikos. The list of these stories are endless in the Bible. Of course, when all is said and done, the most important part of evangelizing, sharing our faith, is prayer. And I know you've heard that over and over in this conference. Prayer. Those who want to be effective at reaching others for the Lord need to spend time with the Lord in prayer and then take him with you everywhere you go. We can't forget that all this work of the Holy Spirit and that building community is the specialty of the Holy Spirit. Why oikos evangelization? Why is it so effective? It is the most natural based on existing relationships and ties. You don't have to go out of your comfort zone to make this happen. It can be very fruitful. The closer you are to someone, the greater chance that you have of influencing his or her life. The source of contacts keeps growing. Sociologists say that if you have 20 people in your oikos, you are contacting 400 through those 20 people. Results are easily seen since these are close by. It is personally rewarding to see other people come to Christ because of your touching their lives. Let's talk a little bit about the benefits of small groups in a parish. Small groups are community builders because parishioners often come and go on Sunday to receive Eucharist, but the majority come and go as unknown group of people. The small groups are the solution to anonymity. We build relationships and support one another in groups through prayer, caring, and supporting them through difficult times and celebrating victories. Small groups are a setting for teaching, which addresses one of the most troubling deficiencies amongst Catholics today. You heard that over and over as well. Even practicing Catholics, a lack of knowledge of the faith or non-catechized Catholics. Cells are a natural forum that can be used to teach the faith and discover the gems of Scripture in the comfortable setting of your home. The pastor gets an opportunity to give a teaching. I'll repeat that. The pastor gets an opportunity to give a teaching and send a direct message to his flock. So the core of the parish is receiving this message. Small groups, leaders, and members become ambassadors for the pastor. It is impossible for the pastor and the clergy to be everywhere and to always respond to the needs of the parishioners, the community. Small group leaders and co-leaders who serve their groups are responsible to help with their needs, offer another dimension of pastoral care. They are the strength and love for each other. Small group members will quickly form the core of the parish. Claudia said that earlier. A set of people growing in their faith, learning to serve each other. And this is the group that the pastor will always be able to count on for support in other parish activities and ministries. The group will also assist in growing other parish groups because small group members are usually involved in many ministries in the parish. Their hearts are on fire for the Lord, and we want to turn the hearts on fire for the Lord. Small groups are self-perpetuating, as evidenced by Father Michael when he visited a church in California to learn about small groups. He was told then that the best hope for small group was 3 years. 3 years was the maximum lifespan. Our model of parish evangelizing small groups are different than other small faith groups that are not evangelistic by nature. Again, they're evangelistic by nature. Evangelizing cells have proven that they can last for more than 3 years, almost 30 years now since they started in the Catholic Church in St. Boniface and continued in St. Edward and worldwide. Small group members are committed in every way, since they give of their time, their talent, and their treasure abundantly. As they receive knowledge through the teachings, they are growing their faith, and one of the fruits of becoming a mature Christian is understanding of what stewardship means and knowing that you can never, 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 never outgive the Lord. Many of our cell members are percentage or tithers. Father Michael always used to say, when they reach the pocket, there is conversion. Personally, I'll tell you, small groups have taught me so much. I learned very little in my early Catholic education, as many of you know. I was privileged to lead a small group of youth. We have youth cells in our parish. And as I learned and witnessed to these youths, I could see the conversion of these young lives and the transformation they experienced as they learned and shared their faith fervently with their peers and even their parents. In our small groups, I've been able to find friendships with the people who are also my family in Christ.
I'll just a very brief witness. I went through Life in the Spirit in 1988. I was 12 years old. And I became hungry. It was a conversion experience for me. Hungry for the Lord. Wanted to know more. You know, I'd gone to Catholic school from nursery all the way to university. And I have to say that when I assessed my faith level, it was about a sixth grade level. But through small groups and the teachings that the Pastor Mike has given us, I learned so much. Our faith is so rich, so deep, so wide, you know. You can never stop knowing it. And I have to say that my dearest friends now, all the people I consider my closest friends, I've met small groups. Anyway.
All right, hands up.
All right,
actually,
great.
It's you guys.
Let's give them a round of applause.
Thank you.